The Sentai Review, episode 110, Shane's Worst of Worst of. Alright, welcome back to the Sentai Review. Last time, if you guys were here, Shane had to see a lot of stuff that he didn't see. And this is a special episode where Shane gets to see a lot of stuff he wished he would never see again.
Unfortunately, I had to go through all the stuff that I missed in previous episodes. And anything that got, it won't just like the name of the show, the episode, my zeros. I put anything that had a zero. And I had to pick, you know, put it basically in like a top 10 list, except I wish it was a top 10 list.
Yeah, it's
but
top
it is not
33.
It's a top 33 list.
Because 33. A good portion of the ones that we covered, he did give some zeros to, even though he punked out like a bitch on the last one with all the fucking animals.
Oh, he most certainly did. Oh. Those were 33 possible zeros that all got a two.
Because he said, oh no, I watched the episode on YouTube, I'm just going to say two. Punk out like a bitch.
You know what?
He also pushed out to... No. The first thing that we have to do after we come back from contact info is we have to finish up what Shane missed, which is Shane Butcher's name. Because it's on the list. You did say you to be continued with that.
But to be continued doesn't mean right in the next episode. It could be continued later down the road. That's what continued means.
Around the chairs.
Well, I'm Shane McCree Proto Guy because this is my show.
Seth Lovell Saria.
Scott Action Jackson.
Me.
Bill.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay, we have neared the point of no return, Shane, at this point. There's no going back. This is the moment of truth where we view what you believe to be the shittiest things that we have ever viewed.
Thus far.
In order of, what is this? Are we doing the best of the worst first? So is the show going to get shittier as we do the show?
Shane, the list of zeros. There you go. That's what this is going to be.
How I wanted to do it is after I put everything in order, I was thinking of going from the worst to the best of shit.
But then you went best to worst. So.
We can do that too. It doesn't matter.
Click it.
As you guys.
So you think this. You think the pyramid is the best worst thing we have ever seen.
Well.
You could still bite a dick on that one, by the way.
But you keep forgetting that I am not the only one that shit on your pyramid.
Oh, I
know. And he can tongue punch my fart box.
I remember everybody that shit on my fucking pyramid.
Then again, didn't Nick also?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck your pyramid, dude. It sucks.
Lick my asshole.
Everybody knows it.
It's best thing ever.
Fucking sit on a butt plug, motherfucker.
I think I didn't have an issue with it.
Consider
but
me sitting.
I didn't hate on it as much as most you guys.
Yeah, you at least rated it semi-fairly, yeah. Like a 2 or some shit.
Oh, I rated it fairly.
No, no, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I gave it...
You were on that fucking hype train Nick was a fuck on everything.
You got it. The fact that it's on this list means you gave it a 0, so piss on you.
The rating it deserved.
No, fool.
Alright, as you can see, I did put the pyramid as the best shit that I have seen. My personal opinion.
Shouldn't have made this list at all.
So as you can see, there's that crappy toy. It's awful.
And that's why I selected the toy because...
I'm going to buy that toy.
Dude. Wait for the legacy to come out so that way then you can drop it on Shane's head. Pretty sure it would kill him.
Bill.
And drop the hundreds of dollars that will probably be.
It's
when
true.
That comes out, if or when that comes out in the legacy collection, you can go ahead and buy it. Everybody here has made terrible purchases before.
Oh, no, sir. Oh, no, sir.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be made of gold.
It's kind of true.
Die-cast gold.
They plate-golded the other items so far.
Maybe the legacy one will actually look better than this garbage. And if that's the case, then I will personally, if the legacy comes out of this and it looks better, I will personally apologize.
You want to know one thing that the legacy edition of this might have over this?
What's that?
Bendable. This thing doesn't look like it bends that much as far as like the arms and stuff.
It's not. I don't think it's meant to bend, other than the arms, because of what it is. To be fair, I've never had this toy before, so because you know I had taste. But anyway,
this is also the same guy that in the last episode said, "I can't mark it down because of the toy. That's not fair."
Listen, everybody can be a hypocrite once in a while. it's known to happen. The reason why this is like the only one on the list. That did it deserve to be on the list? Probably not.
Definitely not.
I honestly just wanted to piss Bill off.
Oh, I'm sure.
This is the only one. I promise you, this is the only one on the list that I did that for. Everything else, I honestly believe deserved to be on this list.
Now let's start the actual list, shall we?
Next. The Ninjetti outfits from the movie.
Now.
These are good.
Technically, if we take away the pyramid, it'd be, as like I just explained, I put these as number two or number one.
Nice.
I wasn't in the episode when they reviewed this. Now, the ninja costumes I thought were far superior to the rubber suits.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, you think so?
Yes.
Oh.
I did not have a problem with these, to be fair. That is why they are where they are located on the list. And can you name the leader in this picture?
Billy.
Yes. Billy has now become the leader of the Rangers in this movie. As you can see, nobody likes Rocky. And Tommy wants to not stand in the middle, so makes Billy the leader.
And he's a frog.
Look at how my favorite Ranger just doesn't even want to be here. Look at Rocky's face.
I think that's the reason why he gets killed in the next episode.
He's like, can we get the fuck out of here?
Guys, I'm ready to go.
Speaking
fucking
of which,
this dumb bitch can only live short of Stonehenge.
Speaking of that, next!
Now,
did you put him in third place because he'd slice your head open if you didn't? Because he may look like shit, but he will rip you in half.
I'm not taking away from the fact that the show could that the show that he's in, the season that he's in, is probably really good. I personally don't like the way he looks, but he's up here because I don't want to die.
I see.
Because he will kill me horribly.
What's number four?
You'll see.
Number four is this. Next.
Oh, go figure.
Tire shuriken.
It really saved him. I know that may sound weird because I have to go by what he looks like. But
with the shoulder guns.
I think he looks kind of cool holding the shuriken.
Oh. Okay.
So that's why we have that one there.
So everything looks like ass, but the tire shuriken is the only thing saving him.
Dude, this list was a lot harder than you could ever imagine. I had to take turds. I basically had to reach into the toilet and scoop up turds. I'm like, which turd looks better? Turd.
Which turd came out better?
Yes.
There you go.
There you go. So this was actually kind of difficult.
Next.
It's a car.
It's that blue Centurion's shitty Zord.
Yep. But he's in car form, so it's
No, technically that's the Zord form of Stopcock.
And it's a car. So, you know, it's a cop car, so, you know.
He's fighting crime.
I didn't.
In the future time.
So there you go. He's right there.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me?
So this is ass.
Next.
Man, this episode sucks, Shane.
Yeah, I know.
It's just shit.
It's so boring. Yeah. I'm going to go play pool
again. It's nothing but shitty shit coming up on this
live boxer.
You guys wanted me to put all the shit in order. And I really had to, dude, it may have seemed like that I was telling Scott that one for the in this place, that one in that place. I may have looked like it was going fast, but in my head I'm like, this is ass. This is really, really difficult.
And I tried to pick the best pictures. I tried.
So yes, this man right here, live boxer, is number 6. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't care if you don't like him. I don't like him. I don't like anything on this list.
That's a lie. You just gave praise to the ninjas.
Except for them. Next. Let's go to number 7.
Number 7.
Oh.
Stupid Kark. Helmet Zord.
Super Stealth Beast Scott Kark.
That shit was dumb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like I said, really difficult for me, guys. This was not
the flying guys get shit on in this show.
Anything that had a falcon. I mean, the falcon was kind of cool, like a falcon. But like anything like the pterodactyl, that looked stupid. The
right.
Crane looked stupid. What else? The Firebird.
What, Firebird wasn't awful.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible.
But in my opinion, out of the flying ones, the falcon I thought looked the best.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unless you want to consider the fact that the dragon was not on the ground, it was in the
air.
We're
up for debate on that one, because it becomes a dude.
Okay. And at the same time, it can stand on the ground.
Okay, but when it gets summoned, he is literally in the air.
Yes.
You can consider it flying. If that's the case, he's the coolest. But let's go to number 8 now.
Next.
Oh, this guy!
5 Robo that we went through.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Him and his big stick sword thing.
It's a stick.
No, you gotta say it right. It's a stick.
A stick? Next. Number
9. Oh, oh yeah, slipping robot. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Fucking goddamn Galaxy Robo.
Galaxy Robo.
Now, remember, your guys' list could also be different than mine, but this is my personal list. Because we're going to hit after the top 10, it starts to go downhill even more.
I can believe that.
So number 10, what do we got?
Number 10. Next.
Dump fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god. I barely remember this hardcore piece of shit.
Oh no, believe me, I remember. Like I said, I had to listen to every single episode 3 different times. Because I remade this list 3 fucking times. And every time it came down to this series, I always watched the episode of this series because there's so much shit going on that I have to see what we're looking at so I can continue to laugh with us. Because it's like, oh my god, it looks like the fucking dial button on a fucking old touchpad phone down on underneath the 3. And I'd be looking like, huh, it kind of does.
So, yes, number 10 is Dump Fighter.
Yeah, Dumpy Fighter.
All right, now after this.
Next, number 11.
Oh my god.
These made it to 11? Oh,
dude.
According to Shane, they did.
The Cup'n Ball Robo better be fucking 12 then.
Holy shit.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, these guys somehow landed. These are pretty high on your list.
Yeah.
These guys stopped the show harder than any other image in the history of the Sentai review.
These are the top third of these literally are the end of the top third of your list.
In the ratings, these guys have the lowest ratings in Super Sentai history.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
They also have the number one spot on our What the Fuck list.
This
if we
shit,
took Jason's
this shit better
out of
get
it.
A lot worse. Because these guys, oh my god, these guys stopped the show harder than any other image in the history of this show.
Yep.
Like, our show had dead silence for like a minute. People think their computer froze when they get to this part of our show.
Yeah.
And I think it got worse when it got to the bowling and the restaurant.
Yeah.
Number 12. Next.
Oh my
Gengenji.
Gengenji.
Fair enough. He's at least in the upper half.
Man, this is the worst Raphael figure ever sold.
He's a little... he's a...
Yeah.
He sucks. Okay? He flat out sucks. Okay? But there's things that I believe are just dumpier or worse. I mean, maybe I put him where he's at because of the Raphael thing. I have a soft spot for Raphael.
Or more, maybe it's because you remembered me saving his ass because my reasoning for giving him a 2 was the fact of he's clearly supposed to be the comedic relief. So that's why he looks goofy, derpy.
Yep, so that's why I put him at 12.
Then what was wrong with Stronger?
Stronger everything. Just sucks a dick.
Like, everything.
You just justified Gengenji.
Yeah, that's because he's a sidekick. I could justify a sidekick when your hero sucks the big D.
Which actually, if I'm right, the next one is...
Next.
The Big D! Look at that! That big foreshadowing.
Fucking Rickety D. Holy shit.
With his banana sword.
Cut right. Slash slab poke slash hack hack banana sword.
I did not like this. I did not like this guy at all. But the rest of the mechs that we get to that are after him, I honestly believe suck worse. Okay? Now, he has that banana sword, which maybe deep down in my subconscious, that's what got him up a little higher on the list.
That's not what put it in this list.
And what is it?
If anything saved this guy... You remember the final scenes of Roger Rabbit,
yep.
Where he reached into that box and he pulled out the singing sword. And that sword said, "We make wits cry."
Yeah.
It's a good movie. It's a good movie. I've never seen it. I suggest seeing it. Let's see what number 14 is.
Next.
Oh.
Saw that coming.
Oh, that guy. Is it interesting at all that he's wearing the weird Star Wars droid car thing that drives around the Death Star on his head? No.
Not a sandcrawler.
That little bitty car that I never have any idea what purpose it could possibly serve that drives around the Death Star.
Oh,
and Chewbacca
okay,
screams at it, and it's like, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Oh, shit!
The one that goes...
Yeah.
Yeah, the high-pitched scream.
Yeah, that's on top of his head.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the body cavity, because the body cavity does kind of look like a sandcrawler if it was, like, on its side.
No, his body reminds me of that weird dumpster droid with the big giant feet that it walks, and it's like, then it stops as a gawk, gawk, and it turns and keeps walking.
Yeah, fair enough, I'll give you that one.
Star Wars references.
Although, technically, that stupid car droid, I think that's actually supposed to be, like, a garbage droid, if I remember. It's literally supposed to
pick up. They have the worst garbage pickup ever.
Yeah, I know.
You're literally talking about one of those robotic like vacuum cleaners?
Yeah, it's basically an upgraded Roomba.
Okay.
Great time as a big Roomba.
I would purposely drop a taco on the floor and it would drive up and be like, I can't fucking clean that. And I'd be like, yeah, you're going to the scrap heap, bitch.
Damn, Bill. Bill's stone cold when it comes to that shit.
I want to know what that little car is doing in that space station. Imagine you work for the Empire. Your taxes built the motherfucking Death Star, and there are about 6 billion of those little car droids driving around it. Don't you want to know what the fuck they do?
I wouldn't.
No, because as soon as I go to question it, Vader's going to walk out and choke the fuck out of me. Be like,
Lord Vader, I have a quick question. Not judging your leadership here, but... I didn't even get to finish.
Yeah. <I'm> not...
Number 15 is...
Next.
Fair enough.
The Red Shogun Zord
yep.
thing.
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah, I have nothing to say.
Giant Beast
guy.
General Red...
Saruder.
He's dumb looking.
I think is what we had agreed.
Yeah, I don't like him. No,
we
like,
don't know.
Well, to be fair, other than the ninja, other than the ninja costumes, I don't like anything on this list. That's
although the big Megazord was huge.
Fine, Bill. The pyramid is cool in the show. Anything else is derpy. Next, number 16.
Next.
Fucking
yeah, like
this Zoid wannabe thing.
Yeah,
fucking
with its fucking
failure.
Retarded duck smile.
silver.
Yep. It's a fucking Giga, it's a fucking Leon. Liger Zero wannabe. If you have never watched Zoids. If you have watched Zoids, you know what the Liger Zero is. And that is why he's number 16, because he sucks. Next.
Next.
Number 17. That derpy thing.
Oh, shit. Ravoy John.
This is the guy that made Nick so mad because he has high mobility but low speed.
Yep.
That's redundant-ish. And he got real mad about that, and I did look it up. There is a major difference between mobility and speed. They do mean different things.
Yep.
Mobility is his mobility.
Dodge.
His ability to move. Not how fast he is.
The Flash has high speed and mobility.
Right.
This guy has, he's fast, but if he needs to corner, he can't do it. He's going to hit that building.
You kind of flip those two around. This guy doesn't have good speed. He has to ride the other Megazords.
Yeah.
Okay, back that up. I got it mixed up.
Basically, oh, we're not doing that, Shane.
If he's being shot at, he can, like, Neo-style dodge the bullet.
It's not going to happen, Shane.
He's basically Batman.
Oh, okay.
He can dodge the bullet, but he can't really run too quick.
Okay. Shane, just because we come to a new house to do the show does not mean you can give lickies again.
To be fair, there is... Am I being recorded on video? There's no proof that I did lickies.
You did lickies.
Your phone was in your pocket. It doesn't mean anything anymore. All right. Number 18.
Next.
That guy.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. That guy was kind of poopy.
But he's better than the other one.
Speaking of which, 19.
I liked the red one better.
Actually, the third form isn't even on this list. Which is a blessing.
Yeah.
I must have given it just enough to get off the list. I've watched all of our shows that I've done that we've done this, but it's hard to keep track of what everything I gave numbers to.
Yeah, trust me, I know. Like I said, I had to listen to every goddamn episode 3 fucking times.
I listen to our episodes at work because it gets me through the day. So let's go to number 20.
Next.
Oh, yes! Yes.
Well, now, at least they're not the worst.
I will explain why.
Look at them.
I will explain why they're number 20, and it's because it actually just recently. Because
they got like this armor and everything.
Bill,
and they
stop
look
it.
A lot. They
stop
look
it.
Pretty cool.
Stop
like,
it. I was last weekend. We and Bill went. Now we were down to Six Flags, and I saw a T-shirt, and I was like, "Oh, dude, that's an awesome Power Rangers shirt." And Bill's like, "You don't like that?" I'm like, "Bill, it's Power Rangers. I like it." And he's like, "No, those are the movie Rangers." I'm like, "Really?" It's because all it showed was their helmet.
Yeah,
their helmets are fine. It's the rest of them that is not fine.
Oh, the padded armor.
I hate that. It's so
No, it's so awesome.
No, it's not.
Like, check out how they got like an armor thing going on now.
Number 21.
Next. Stronger charged up form.
Really?
Man, that makes him stronger than yesterday.
That makes him, I was about to say, that makes him stronger than his his original form.
That form is...
If I can remember how to talk, too bad my stomach's full of pizza, so I'm
trying
I don't
to think of how to put this. Because you already know who's number 22.
Well, yeah.
So, the charged up form is not as runny of a shit as the next one.
Next! Stronger.
Okay, that is awful. Now you're probably wondering, Shane, why isn't he farther down the list? Well, you'll see. You'll see.
But he does have a supernova belt.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Just because you have one...
And inflatable, chest plate.
Oh yeah. My God, dude. That is only going to help him if you throw him in the ocean.
He's got a big-ass head.
Well, he's next to the ocean. Don't you see him wearing his fucking rhinestone cowboy jacket?
Yeah, dude.
With the frilly tassels?
Fuck yes.
Come on.
That's why he's on this list, okay? He is not cool.
So you put a guy on the list because he was awesome?
Awful.
Awesome?
I'm going to re-listen to that episode and find out what you gave him. I want to know. Because if I think... I'm wondering, your list of zeros is nowhere near as extensive as mine, but I know you have some. You've given zeros to some people, I know.
I've given about 3 people zero.
You don't have enough to make a freaking list.
No, I really don't.
No, if Shane's zeros is fucking 33, I want to say Bill's zeros is at about 10 to 15.
Oh, you can make a smaller
but
list than me.
But that's because he only... Well, at the same time, Bill also gives out maybe 3 zeros per series. So the costume has like 3 or 4 zeros. The Robos has like 3 or 4 zeros.
The writers he's been...
The writers has like...
I'm fairly stingy with my fives, too, to be fair.
Well, yeah.
I mean, how many fives... I mean, we don't give out... I don't give out fives that often. I thought about giving out fives to...
That's actually hard to pin down.
The Robos that I bitched out on,
yeah.
I thought about giving everything a 5 because when you guys were reviewing it and I was watching it on YouTube, I was thinking, oh, these are the Wild Force ones. They all get 5s. I don't want to die by samurai sword.
That's different.
That guy will kill me if I don't like his lion. So,
Shane, that's not a choice. That's an ultimatum.
Well, that ultimatum is... 5. That's why I gave it a 2, because none of them really bothered me.
Shane, the correct answer was, but Seth, we both know I don't know the meaning of that word.
I dropped the ball there, my bad.
I feel
Come
something.
On.
What do you feel?
I feel
stronger! And that's why we're moving on to number...
I thought you were going to say asleep.
Number 23.
Asleep.
Next.
That thing.
Oh.
Sucks.
Yeah.
AD.
Yeah, it does.
See?
Battle mode.
Yeah, that thing is awful. Look at that thing. Come on. Really? What
yeah.
the
Nipple
fuck?
Nipple pinchy.
That is a terrible, terrible Fortress Zord.
Because he can shoot you and pinch your nipples?
No, because he has one gun that goes, because he can't move. He just fires in this one general area, and you're like, oh, shit, I'm going to step to the left.
And this thing is, like, really, really big, I'm assuming, because it holds all
the... Yeah, it's like one of those fortresses
right.
things.
So what if the monster is actually a big monster, but he's not as tall as most, and he guys going, jugga, 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 and
well,
the guy's
it
like,
might be able to go up and down, at
and
least.
And like,
so.
Going over his
right.
head.
He can go up and down, but then he has to, like, the way he would have to turn... In order to make the gun
yep.
work, I gotta be like, I'm just gonna walk
Guy's like,
over
fire
to the
fire at him, and the monster's like,
yeah.
Listing lazily to the left.
And he's like, damn it, this guy's good.
Yeah.
But yeah, that thing is number 23 on my list. So now we're gonna hit on to 24.
Next.
You would.
Oh, why did she make the list?
Not her, Kitty Car.
What? Yeah. Why are you looking at me like that?
Radicar.
She's in a comedy series.
You look at that thing right there, and you tell me why it's on the list.
Comedy series.
Yeah, comedy series.
Gan was comedy, and he on
He was not in a comedy series.
No, he wasn't in a comedy series.
Still
he
made the list.
He was comedic relief.
I'm sorry, dude. It can be comedy or not. I don't like it.
Oh, it's so good.
Actually, what's weird is the next one.
Doesn't it make you feel happy inside when you
no.
see the kitty driving down the road?
And that's why that is number 25.
Yes! Steering dick!
You fucking whore, bitch.
Steering dick!
It can literally fucking sit on the steering wheel and spin in a circle.
Sit and Do spin, some... bitch! Yeah. Sit and spin!
Poor guys' reasoning for keeping this cat thing off of the list.
Oh, shit.
No. This is funnier than shit.
Oh, my God. He's
it's
so good.
Goddamn ridiculous. It's so
okay.
fail, it's win.
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
It's so
it's
good.
One of those.
Let's keep going and remember what you just said.
Uh-huh.
Next. Number 26.
Next.
That thing.
No, that thing just sucks.
Green
yeah,
blocker.
McDonald's takeout box. I'm not interested.
Yep. And if you can guess, number
Next.
27.
The blue one? Oh, not the
oh,
pink one.
Oh, yeah, the compact. She needs to do makeup.
Yep.
And, just to make it even better, number 28.
Next.
Oh, yeah, the yep. fucking morning pill.
Yep. morning pill. That's a good one. Now, all right.
Not
so
that
those
I'm
three,
saying anything.
So those three in the same series made the list one after the other after the
Why
other.
Why is the morning pill the worst?
Because I could slightly handle the pink one slightly better, and the green one slightly better after that.
But the green one is your favorite, Ranger.
Bill.
Shane.
I realize that.
I do too.
But it doesn't change the fact that it sucks.
To
okay?
be fair.
Don't I have to take bias out of the fucking equation? And look at this. And a
no, because when you raided and gave all them motherfuckers zeros, you gave them zeros because their toys sucked a dick.
Not all of them. I gave them a zeros because they literally look like ass. Now, I will agree that I gave some zeros because of the toy. The pyramid. One of them. I will give you that, but there are some that I saw this and like, no, that is fucking completely trash.
I gotta take the bias out of it, but the pyramid still got a fucking zero.
Oh my god, dude, you could bitch.
Coming from the king of bitching in
no
our group.
Shit! This is the same guy that gets tired of episodes and goes to take a shit and just drops twos on everything. Oh my god, what did I do? Did I like insult you guys or something? These pictures are awful.
I'm gonna go hide in the bathroom and jerk off in the middle of the episode.
He says,
I tried to jerk off and it didn't work, so I had to use my other hand.
What's up, Fandom Night?
Do you assume that I talk like Harrison Ford?
What's up, Fandom Night?
You don't remember that one?
That episode.
It's like episode 3 or 4
God,
of What's Up Fandom Night.
It's
literally,
so good.
And you're sitting around and you're like, yeah, so I played fucking, like, I was playing some fucking, oh God, what game was it?
And fucking, Seth got tired of it.
Oh,
Seth
you're playing
like,
Titanfall. You're like, yeah, so I play some Titanfall and it's pretty good. And fucking, like, me and Nick, like, you're like, so what, I'm supposed to be fucking energetic? And me and Nick are sitting there, he's like, or no, Nick goes, yeah, you're supposed to be energetic. Not,
yeah, so I was sitting around playing Titanfall, blah, blah, blah. And I jumped in, I was like, I'm playing Titanfall. And I sat around, and I jerked off, and it didn't work, so I used the other hand.
He said,
I was sitting around, and I was fun, so I decided to jerk off. This is fucking jerking my putty. It didn't work, so I had to use the other hand.
It's like the greatest thing in the What's Ups ever.
It's fucking funny, dude. Oh, shit.
I'll find it. I'll play it.
Anyway. Number 29.
Next.
Pissing Zord.
Pissing Zord.
Tinkle, tinkle.
Tinkle. Yeah. And you can,
when he gets pissed,
you get pissed on.
You don't want to piss on your enemies when they're defeated?
No.
Because
they explode.
You got to put them out.
Yeah.
Especially those buildings over there from the explosion. You got to put them out somehow.
Not my problem.
Kind of your problem. Your city.
Yeah, plus you're the one who blew him up.
There's
so
firefighters. Burn Ernie's fucking.
No, you are a firefighter, remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, if I'm the Red Ranger, I'm a firefighter.
Right. And if you don't fucking watch yourself and put the burning monster out, you'll burn down Ernie's detention center.
Yeah.
We don't need that. We need that, actually.
I need to hang out somewhere, damn it.
Especially with this new movie.
This fucking city.
There ain't nothing to do in this fucking city. I'd rather just go to detention center.
This fucking
hang
city,
out with Ernie.
This fucking city sucks so bad that people just went to the juice bar.
Ernie's fucking juice bar.
All right, guys, we're almost done here, so we're gonna hit to number 30 now.
Next.
Oh,
the 95 movie, man. Megazord.
If anybody deserved this motherfucking list, you, sir, you
deserved
had a fucking...
To be at the, yeah.
This motherfucker had a VIP pass to the fucking list.
And notice I selected the Megazord and not some of the individual Zords. Dude, before the form.
It's fucking awful. The individual Zords didn't help the case.
Yeah.
So fucking
I mean,
bad.
The Falcon looked... good, but
the reason why
the Falcon was decent, but even
how did I not notice this the first time we reviewed it? The frog dick looks sad
because he's a dick.
Look at him!
Wow,
he's got a frowny face and everything. Frog dick looks
well,
sad.
Well, if you recall in the movie when they were getting all their powers. Adam was sad because he was the frog.
And then he figured out he was also the dick.
So now he's sad.
And then both him and his Zord were sad.
I am so... Ooh, I feel so bad for Adam.
No shit.
I really do.
It's got dicked on.
I actually...
One of the guys that posts in our group, he said he finally went to go see Adam. He was getting, you know, his autographs and whatnot. He got to meet Adam, and he said he had to resist the urge to ask Adam what it was like to get dicked.
Oh, he should have. Oh, dude, you should have. You should have been like, look, man, I watched a show. They constantly make fun of it about how, like, you were, like, the coolest fucking dude. But you were constantly the dick of the Megazord every fucking time.
Yeah, dude.
Because that literally is, like, the worst thing for him, man. He really is the coolest ranger.
He did get to be... He got to be Taurus cock.
Yeah.
Fucking bullhorn cock.
Sad frog cock.
Sad frog cock. Sad frog cock.
Yeah, just... He got to be regular frog cock. Sad frog...
So bad.
I think... It's almost like he needed to read his contract again. He's like, guys,
that almost makes this a better image now.
You know what? You know what?
Seeing this,
he's looking at the list and he's looking at his contract. He's like, guys, I know I took Zach's place, but Zach was never dicked. Why am I dicked?
Why am I getting dicked?
He never got dicked. He was a shield. That was cool.
They started his career. They were like, your face is going to block his dick. That's your first Zord in the series.
But, of course, that is ass. So, obviously, the next three are not Megazords. But that is the worst Megazord that I have ever seen. So now, as you can see, we are going down to 31.
Next. Oh.
Yeah,
my God.
That.
I wanted to go back and watch some of this just to see if it really is as bad as you guys were saying, but never got the fuck around to doing it.
I feel like people are not happy with the fact that... But there were some people that were on there that were like, yeah, I seen this as a kid, it did not hold up. And then there were other people that commented that they were like, guys, please review the Emo Rangers. One guy was like, please review the Emo Rangers. He was like, if you guys could tolerate this shit, you can review the Emo Rangers. So evidently, I'm not alone in just completely despising what I watched that day.
Look where it's at on my list. You ain't alone, buddy.
Well,
you ain't alone.
I expected that the fans were going to tear into us for this because we kept getting requests.
I'm sorry,
to do this.
It's awful. I literally, so we were watching it and we were like,
and maybe
once or twice we were like.
Shane, was it like that first time you watched gay porno? You kept waiting for the girls to come?
The girls
never came!
The girls never came!
The girls never came!
I watched Super Freaking Powdy Rangers. I was waiting for the jokes, but the jokes never came.
That was a good one. So,
yeah.
That is bad. But unfortunately, number 32 is worse.
Next.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Mystic
are you
Knights.
Kidding me? Dude, these are the Knights. Look, she doesn't even have legs, Shane.
Yeah.
I mean,
now, here's the only problem I have. Is I already know what your fucking worst of the worst is. We already do.
I saw that
there
shit
is,
coming.
There's one thing, and I don't remember if we agreed upon it or not, but there's that stupid ball and cup Zord that everybody gave a zero to.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not on this list, and I know I fucking threw it down.
Ball and cup Zord. Yeah, I'd almost have to show you a picture of that guy if I could remember who
the fuck
he was.
The jackass with the fucking bullet for the head and literally like a barrel chest.
Guys, that guy was so unremarkable.
Nobody gave him every single... He's one of the only guys in our show to get straight
zeros.
He didn't even get a point.
And I'm going to tell you something.
He got straight 100% zeros.
And
he was awful.
Well, if that's the case, he's so unremarkably... easily to forget.
He had like a bullet head and a round trash can body, and he had a ball and cup.
Yeah. I might have actually put him as my worst. He probably, because these are shows, but I don't know, because the next one I hate most of all.
Well, let's go to your next one.
So the last one on my list, until we figure out this cup and ball one.
Next
is
unbelievable.
Tattooed teenage alien fighters from
Beverly
Hills.
Unbelievable.
Oh, there it is. It's part of O-Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
This motherfucker.
Yeah, remember Ball and Cup Zord?
Everyone gave his ass a fucking
if you can find
zero.
Okay, guys.
All
as
of us gave him a zero.
Okay, guys, as you
I'll dig it out once we get through the tattoo tunes.
That is some awful. Oh,
yeah.
My God, did he deserve a list?
But right. The tattoo teens here.
So these guys right here, as you can see, look at it. That is why it is at the bottom of the shit list.
Convince me.
Uh-oh.
Hold on, Shane. What are their weapons?
Look at it.
I'm not convinced. That dude, look, So far, you guys think it's a great and funny thing. They all got hands on hips.
Do you have a problem with that?
They have terrible Batman utility belts.
Not all of them. Only two of them.
Only
two
the guys.
Of them don't even have belts.
You can see that guy's fucking dick.
Oh, yes. There you go. Yep.
Zooming in.
Zooming into the cock.
Just to piss off Shane.
Okay.
This is, dude, anybody who's seen this show.
And every time I see that Black Ranger, I laugh at how disappointed he looks to be here.
Yep.
Like, his face is always one of fear and disgust.
Look what show he's on.
I know. How could he possibly dislike? Look, they have a Zordon that's a goopy brain that reaches out, rubs his mess on you, and then you get superpowers.
Well, first,
and they
get
fight
a...
evil penis monsters.
Yeah.
And the bad guy, the Dark Knight Cecil, has a chicken man.
Yeah.
Now, just for a moment, Bill, think about what you just said.
But Shane, their mentor, was also voiced by the same dude who was Otho in fucking Beetlejuice.
Thank you.
Come on, great acting.
Yeah, man.
I want you both now to think about what you just said.
But Shane, think of their weapons.
He has a stick.
Yeah, there's hook swords and axes and fucking tomfas or some shit.
some shit.
I honestly can't remember the fucking weapons. I just remember.
He fucking says tomfas or some shit.
What weapons do you use? Tomfas and some shit. I really don't know.
Evil penis monster.
But that is my list. The cup and ball.
That episode is good, dude. That episode brings me to tears.
It's the greatest fucking thing we've ever recorded. Well, until today.
Oh, we gotta go back to that O-Ranger one.
And now I will put Cup and Ball Ranger on the list. So now I have 34.
Oh, just go to Facebook. I shared it with the group meeting. So just steal it from there.
Oh, God, it's so awful. What? Looking for that image?
Yep. Yeah, I'm just going to the one image.
O-Ranger.
It's an O-Ranger.
That's my...
Yep.
Oh my god.
Oh shit, what's your name was the under?
Barakandama, I think?
Ass, I believe.
So, number
can
one.
Find ass.
He's first on the list, so I gotta assume.
Yeah,
there
he is.
Right there, because that's his four pictures.
Go ahead and click on him.
Look at him right there.
I did click on him.
There he is.
Go. Oh my god.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, I have to put this man on my list.
He has a barrel body. He's a cup and ball Zord with a bullet head that has a cup and ball weapon.
All right, looks like an old oak tree with a lens on it.
Yeah.
All right.
But he is a cup and ball thing, see?
Yeah.
He's a cup and ball body with a bullet head made from an old barrel that has a cup and ball weapon and a cup shield.
I looked at this thing.
Oh, and fucking flappy cargo pants.
The thing that I...
It's not my fault. It's not my fault he shops at the fucking Banana Republic, goddamn
it. It also is not the fault of anybody other than the fucking villain of this series.
Now,
because he's supposed to be one of the villain-controlled robos, if I remember correctly.
And I would like to point out, he has lipstick.
Yep.
I am going to now place him on my list. And, to the surprise of many...
He's better than Tattooed Teens?
He is worse than Tattooed Teens.
Really?
At number 34, this faggot.
That's just because you don't want to redo your entire list.
Just to place one person, it won't matter. Because
yeah, I
literally think he's ass. Look at that thing. Look, the Tattooed Teens, they suck ass. Trust me, they are
you
awful.
You know what? Seeing as how he's the worst and we're already on his thing, hit next. There you go, Shane. There's some fan art.
Oh my
Does that make him
God.
Better?
God.
No. No, it really doesn't.
But now he has a hook for a hand.
So did Captain Hook. Did that make him my favorite fucking Disney villain? No.
Okay, fine. Next.
Yeah, what's next?
Now it's on his head because
he
got
it.
Defeated.
He caught it, man.
Yeah.
You guys hate this guy just as much as I do. Why do you defend him?
Of course. We gave him a fucking zero.
Yeah,
we're
but
like,
look,
what
at his,
fuck?
Look at his awful legs.
Yeah.
They look like they were... it looks like somebody came in and fucking kicked him in and fucking kneed him. And he was like, fuck your
hold
knees.
Hold on. Next.
Fuck your knees.
Oh, see, there you go. Isn't that better?
No!
Oh my gosh. There's nothing cool about that. There is not a single thing on him.
He also
him.
Has waist hooks.
Yeah.
So you can hook onto him and take him places.
Yeah.
Because he can't walk. Look at his legs.
We can hook him up to the Taurus Zord. He's not pulling Daleks right now. Maybe he can pull him something.
Oh.
Maybe he can roll them around.
Oh. Daleks are cool. But that is my list, everybody. And if you guys disagree, well, that's your own goddamn opinion.
Well, now, here's the question. We're sitting at 45 minutes.
Do we close this out as one
we
of the
shorts? We can close this out. It shouldn't take 15 minutes. Would you like to knock it out of the way so we don't have to come back to it later?
You really want me to do that? I can't say these names.
Exactly.
And that's why you're butchering the names.
Of Shane Butcher's names, so we have the entire list as a bonus video in case.
That's
you get,
true.
You get stuck at work again, and we can't get your ass in here to, you know,
Shane
read
Butcher's
them.
Names was not completed. We missed about, what, 14 names?
Something like that.
And they never even got attempted.
They were the early names, so.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
I actually want to say there was even some later on.
Let's get this out of the way.
That's the list right there.
Yeah.
All right. Number the first one, 1975. Himitsu Sentai Go Ranger.
Oh, there you go.
Now, I know, like Bill said in a previous episode, this is not how it is said, but it is how I'm going to say it.
I've been corrected many times, and as far as I'm concerned, that is J-A-K-Q because of the dots.
And that's what I'm going to do.
So, but then again, you could also make the argument that it's not S-T-A-R, it's stars, you know?
Yeah.
So they are right when it comes down to it. They're right. I'm wrong. But when we called it the J-A-K-Q, it became like a running joke.
Yep.
And we've just stuck with it ever since. We do realize it's not said that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, we do realize
it's actually,
that it's Jakku.
Yeah.
All right, so in 1977, J-A-K-Q, Dengeki Tai?
It was close.
Dengeki Tai, something like that. 1979, Battle Fever J. 1980.
Nope. No.
It's a J. There's nothing after it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Battle
Fever
J.
J.
It's not actually.
Here in America, I'm going to say Battle Fever Jay.
It's not. We're fucking with you.
Jay. Okay.
We're doing it on purpose because it's damn near impossible to fuck up Battle Fever
Jay. His fucking face, though. He was staring at me like, I'm not saying Jay.
Now, if it was Battle Fever Z, technically we could correct you because almost everywhere else, it's not Z, it's Zeta or Zed.
All right. Next.
And if there was an X, it'd be a cross.
Next one.
It's true.
1980.
Yeah.
All of these are one, though, by the way.
Denshi Sentai Daizaman.
Denzaman. Yeah.
Number 1981. Okay, I keep wanting to say number. 1981. Teo Sentai Sun Vulcan. 1982. Dai Sentai Goggle V. 1983.
Are you sure it's Goggle V and not Goggle 5?
I am going. That is. It could be either one, but it looks like a V and or the Roman numeral for 5. I don't give a damn. I'm saying V. 1983.
Silence.
Keep talking while I figure it out.
Oh, for Christ's sakes. Really? You know anime.
I do.
K-A-G-A is what?
Kage.
Add the last part.
Ku.
There you go, all together.
Kageku.
There you are.
Sentai Dynamon. There you go.
How did you almost trip over Dynamon?
1984.
You're on my cord, asshole.
Chouyu Denshi Bioman. 1985. Dengeki Sentai Changeman. 1986.
And yes, that's an I,
that's
not
why
a J.
We wanted you to do it.
Jesus. I'm pretty sure that was way wrong, by the way.
No tag out from you, girl.
It's definitely not. It's not Jesus.
Not
in
until,
fact,
not until
in
after
fact,
you mess it up.
Chayu Shenshi Flashman.
I was going to say, your spelling is way off if you think that's Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Okay, hold on. For that one, what did you say?
Chayu Shenshi Flashman.
All right, Amanda, school your boyfriend.
Joshin-se.
Good for you.
Sounds like your girlfriend's coming home with me tonight.
Oh, no. The show that hits on Shane's girlfriend right in front of him.
Oh, she can go.
Dang!
1987. Hikari Sentai Maskman. 1988, Choju Sentai Liveman. 1989, Kosoku Sentai Turbo Ranger. You can't speak fluent Japanese, shut the hell up.
Mic 5 works, just pick up the orange mic.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, watch the sauce.
I at least know how to pronounce the vowels.
Oh yeah? Well, why don't you
like A-E-I-O-U.
That's English, why. Sir.
But they are vowels, I win.
Okay, smartass.
Technically didn't specify.
Yeah, that's very true. You should know to specify within this group.
Yeah.
I used to tell my grandma my ass can never gain IQ.
1990.
Oh, I want to see if you can get this one.
Chi Q?
No.
Chi KUI? Sentai Fiveman. 1991. Chojin Sentai Jetman.
Congratulations.
1992.
It's going to be great. There's no way you're getting this. See, even Gwenny doesn't think you're going to get this.
Because I'm not going to get this one.
You want some help?
Why not?
Kyoryu Sentai Zuranger.
Zuranger.
No, Zuranger.
Oh, what?
And what?
Only because we've been corrected 1.5 billion times by
okay. You listen to the opening.
That's the only
okay,
reason
why fine.
We know that one.
Okay, Kyoryu Sentai Zuranger.
What she said. 1993. Gosai Sentai. Die
no.
Ranger.
No.
Day Ranger.
No.
It's a fucking ranger. 19...
It's a fucking,
fucking
ranger.
Bitch boy.
1994. Ninja Sentai... Kaiku Ranger. And last but not least, 1995... Chioriki Sentai Oranger.
No, not at all.
Whatever.
You tried, though. Round of applause.
Yeah, he tried. The list is now completed. Golf claps all around.
Golf claps.
So?
We are officially done with Shane doesn't like anything.
I love you, Daddy.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah, we have to leave that in now.
That is the end of this episode. Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So, check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.